Anxiety of influence. Cal, sentimentalism gone too far, is sitting on the curb outside her building the whole night through, cold and given up on cold for warm dreams of her cozy apartment, exercised of your petulance. Cal, I didn't mean it, but I did. Your legs kicked out on the dead gray street, leaning back with a cold beer. You aren't just leaning back in your mind on her couch, watching The Good Marriage, The Open, no, not like that, Marriage, or The Decent Marriage, with your arm around her. Your smile is slackening, your lips parting. Cal, I saw the shade in the window across the street, part. You must have clinked the sidewalk when you put your beer down. You told me the sex was great, but great based on your admission means unoriginal. Cal, you're in public. Let me guess, she's stroking you in your mind now because you're stroking yourself. A couple is standing in the dark window. You aren't fazed. Part of your boundaries problem. You told me about your problem that wasn't really a problem until she realized what was happening, which you couldn't really help because the sex got to be off the chain. Something along the lines of happening to be taking her to bed one night and some sort of spell, a long missing rhythm overcame you, a rhythm you grooved in, and damn. But what it turned out to be was your neighbor's headboard rocking the wall, her bed laid against, and you were all four in a foursome of sorts, facing each other down, perhaps, and you were using their rhythm for your rhythm. You realized they got into bed around 10:30 every night and planned your seducings for around about 10, sometimes subconsciously, sometimes not. If they caught on to your picking up on their bedroom habits, they didn't mind, might have been into it. When she caught on, Cal, she's up there. So are they. Though they might not mind if they saw you. Their headboard is slamming in your head if it's too late for them to be slamming the headboard, but it might not be too late for them. The couple in the window retreats, ashamed for watching, maybe, or maybe they were into it. I have high hopes for them, but not for you. You knock over your beer bottle as you pull your hand out of soggy pants and walk briskly out of your head and onto another cold, clear street.